Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Carly from Daytime After Dark. Daytime After Dark. See ya, homo dude. I don't think I'm ever gonna get out of the state at home, or do I? Yeah, I really believe that until we get Biden in, we are good. You know, I mean, you know, locked in your apartment, not locked, but being in your apartment and not going anywhere this summer, and we have the perfect weather to go places and see everyone. And we didn't, and it's kind of make me kind of crazy in the head because, you know, like Sunday, I was convinced for like 4 hours of the day it was Saturday. I was so convinced with myself that I really did convince myself it was Saturday. I went to the point I looked at my cell phone and it says Sunday. So, yeah, things like that can make you think you go crazy. And tonight we have Karen Lowry back, and we are just waiting on her. And a few quick announcements. We will be having Robert Newman tomorrow night. I'm trying someone for Thursday, but I don't know if I'm going to happen. And Friday, we don't have anyone. And then next Monday, October 5th, we have Kira Vince coming on the show. And so that is good. And I'm going to bring on the boys.
Hey, Carly.
Bobby.
Hey, Carly.
David, remind Karen?
Yes, David. Recording. Yeah.
Okay, well. She's not on the board yet. And so I have an announcement that is infuriating me. Okay, so if the baseball ends up tying, they go on Friday, so we won't see the H to next Monday. Okay. Okay, people. I'm not okay with this. Okay, is that enough? We have to give up also for 3 days. Do not email me. Do not tweet at me. I love baseball. I have nothing against baseball. I love baseball. But when it comes to interfering with my soaps, then someone, you know, is going to be sorry because this is stupid. You know, why will we finally get back on our soaps? They have to do the baseball thing. I mean, technically, you know, it's almost October. Well, it's October. So if they were playing, like, the normal games, we would be done with the playoff set. And that's about too. But one thing that did make me happy, the Seahawks, my Seahawks, we are 3-0 right now, and we kicked the Cowboys' ass on Sunday. Great game, perfect game. Anyone that hasn't seen it, go watch it. Russell Wilson threw, got 2 touchdowns. It was an amazing game. And you know what? Okay. But if we play Monday night this year, I know that we cannot have an interview on that day because if it's a Monday night football game, I really would like to have it. Okay, so this week we are playing the Dolphins. We are playing new team, David. So, you know, I can see that game is done and over with because, you know. And then we go Vikings. Oh, shit, the game is at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Crap.
What?
You know, I mean, 10 a.m. games are going to be the death of me, you guys. And,
Because that's what I heard. But there's a possibility with the way the Vikings have been playing this year of that Sunday night game getting moved to 4:25, and that would probably be either the rights to CBS or 4 or 5 that would be local for the Minneapolis and Seattle viewers as opposed to Sunday night if the NFL decided to flex out, because I think as bad as the Giants are playing, they probably want the Sunday night game be Cowboys and Giants, depending on what happens this week. But I don't know how the NFL is going to do their flexing thing, because this comes to the week when they decide on what goes into Sunday night and what goes into the early games.
Well, yeah, and, what was I going to say? But, you know, I'm proud of my team. And remember, tonight is a debate with some calling. I'm calling right now. Biden's going to win that debate. You know, dump guys into this mess. Dump knew, you guys, in February that we were in trouble. Did he do a thing about it? No. Okay, and then his taxes come up. Paying $750 worth of taxes for the last 15 years, where every other president has turned in their tax return and it's in the millions, and I'm sorry, this is bullshit. Okay, and for him to go on national TV and lie and say, oh, it was a misprint. Really? Really, Bobby, what do you think of that?
Well, I know one way or another, either he's going to end up in jail after November, after he's out of office, whether it be this year or when he gets out. But like I said before, and you can quote me on this, he's going to end up being like Richard Nixon and be resigning anyways. I mean, the impeachment didn't do him nothing, and these taxes will. And by golly, if come November 4th, we have to deal with him for another 4 years, he's going to end up being like Richard Nixon and resigning before he completes it.
Okay, we are not going to put that negativity out there. He's going to win, and Biden's going to win. States that usually are red are turning blue. The tide will change, and Miss McConnell, who is the governor of what? Is it you, Prince Bobby, or is it? I thought it was South Carolina or North Carolina.
Well, I think it was North Carolina, but you're talking about our governor of North Carolina. He's been having just literally problems with what has happened with them not opening up the state.
What the heck did that noise?
Oh, that was a weather alert.
And also, we have Barbara Newman tomorrow night at the same time, 5. So, you know, we are busy. I mean, we have a big, busy October, November. David, do we have a big December yet?
Molly,
Mm-hmm. I know we're going to
be...
No, I mean, in a way, I'm laughing because, you know, you kind of have my life planned out for me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not going anywhere. But I'm a little happy, people, because my parents and my grandmother are going to Idaho in the morning. And I will be having no one bother me for 5 days. I'm looking forward to it because I need that. Carly needs that. And, you know, my mom dropped me off a bunch of food because she did not want me a stove while she was there. I mean, while she was gone. So, and Bobby, what did you do over the weekend?
Nothing much. Just watched some games.
That's all you did all weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. What about David, what did you do all weekend?
We changed Wendy and Buddy.
You know, our lives are getting pretty sad because of, and I just want to say for all the, for all the things, you know, we will be seeing a second wave of this. And so, you know, I really believe that. And so we are waiting for Karen to call in. And, we are waiting for Karen to call in. And I'm mad at my TiVo because it waits Pooh Boy, which I haven't seen yet. So now I have to go find when the listening will be back because now I'm really pissed off at my TiVo. And, and don't tell me what happened on yesterday or Friday the 8th.
I'm behind.
Because I haven't seen it, and the fact that if we don't get the 8th on Friday, I'm going to be, not in a good mood with life because, I love my soaps. We love our soaps. So, yes.
I'm behind on everything. So, I can't take nothing. I'm behind everything.
What?
I'm behind on everything right now. I'm behind on everything. I'm behind.
Yeah, you know what, really? The way I look at it is really, technically, we have to almost like November to catch up on our nighttime shows because everything coming there in November. Back like 1 year ago.
Chicago.
Law and Order, SVU. Yeah, is this a crazy time? And, is this really crazy? Because, we are waiting and... it's like, okay, before she comes on, before she gets here, okay, the moment we get out of the stay-at-home order, the moment everything back to someone normal, what is the first thing you guys going to do?
Just
Bobby?
I'm probably just going to go out. I'm probably just going to go on vacation.
Oh, what about you, David?
Well, the days I get down to back to normal down here in Florida, we in stage two right now. So days are getting back to normal. So,
well,
what I'm doing is go to the movies.
I will say one. What?
Go see how many shows. I come
back.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say one thing quickly, David. I don't know if your governor knows what he's doing, because he's reopening up the state too soon.
There've
been partying goers in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. I've seen a new packing bars. So let's see what happens if they catch this virus in about 2 weeks.
But it ain't to get back up just a little bit. Now I'm too deaf, so I just totally going down. Do your thing, so.
You know what? These states that were open early are going to go right back. We're going to start phase one right back. And I'm sorry, but opening your states that early is going to cause so much trouble. Because I know you guys don't want to hear this, but we are going to be in the second wave. England, Paris, all the foreign countries are right now in the second wave. So it shows me that the second wave is coming. So are we going to have a normal Christmas? Are we going to have a normal Thanksgiving? I would not bet my life on it that we have a normal Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Well, we're still mandatory to wear masks out here. You think I wear masks?
And we, you guys all have to do is just vote blue and get McConnell out now. It's high time that McConnell, is ousted along with Trump, along with Rudy Giuliani. I mean, there's people, they need a clean house. This is time to clean the house and, everything. And, it's just one of those crazy things that, we never thought, would be like a problem, but it is a problem. And, so we are waiting on, CCO. Okay, you guys, I'm putting you on hold. So, yes, okay. Okay, you guys, welcome back one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, Karen Lowry, and she's been on One Life to Live. And, she's been like from Evan, the Trouble Man, a Flying Man, Malcolm in the Middle, Dominic Gregg, NYPD Blue. Okay, if I say all her credits by now, then the show will be over. So, yeah, but she's here. And so, yep, hi, Karen.
Hi, Carly. I'm sorry, I was a little late. There was like a blackout here and I couldn't get the phone to work, and I was like, "Wow, I gotta get on there."
Well, it's okay, It's like, I'm still in quarantine. I don't know if you in LA or wherever you are, if you're still under, the quarantine.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like we are. Washington. we are not even out of phase one yet. And
where are you?
So, we haven't got out of phase one. And so I did nothing this summer. The summer was the summer of Boeing. But besides all the best interviews I did, besides that, I didn't go anywhere. So when this whole thing is over with, I'm taking a long vacation. I don't know where. I don't know for how long. I just need a nice hotel room with room service. That's all I need. So, yeah. So how have you managed with this quarantine, stay-at-home order? Has it been rough for you, or has it been easy?
Oh, you know, nothing's hard for me, so it's been easy. And I, you know, I don't really worry about getting sick because I feel super, super healthy. So I don't worry about it. And, like, I'm going to go tonight with somebody to dinner at a restaurant that's, you know, an outdoor restaurant. So you have to be careful because they want you to wear masks and stuff. So I wear it, but I don't, I only wear it, like, if I have to go into a restaurant, if I have to go into a store, that kind of stuff. Or if somebody's coming over to my house that feels afraid, then I will wear the mask out of respect. But I just know that, you know, we are super strong. Our immune systems are capable of so much when we're in a good and healthy emotional state. And I'm always in a happy state, so so I just trust that my immune system will always keep me safe and keep the people around me safe.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I was looking at all your credits, and we've had you on all the time. You know, David had his list, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I don't care. He will probably win you every week. Sorry, but, you know, he books the guests. I just interview them. That's the way we do it now. And he's like, oh, we have Ken. I'm like, okay. And so, yes. But, you know, I, being bored doing this whole thing, when we do not have the soaps on but Days of Alive, I went back on YouTube and I was seeing a lot of you stuff when you played tonight on there. And you are fantastic. So I think I'm still going to try to get you on a soap because you were so fantastic on there that I need to, you know, get you back on daytime.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. That's so cute. I appreciate you saying that. You're so sweet.
Well, and, you know, I'm sort of jealous of you because, you know, you can look on Hunter, Sears, Trump is on MD. So you were on, like, three of the best shows for me growing up. And I'm like, she was on Trabzon. I'm sorry, Trabzon was amazing. They should have never canceled it. Hunter was another series that they should not canceled. And when they brought it back, they should have locked it and continued it. So, yeah. Oh, and what time is your dinner today? What time are you supposed to go?
Oh, I have to leave here at 10 to 6. Which is my time, 10 to 6 my time, which I think is 10 to 9 your time.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to just ask you a couple of more questions because if the boy don't get to talk to you, I am never going to hear the end of it. And I try not want to hear the end of it, but have you been writing? Oh, do you have any more books coming out? Oh, do you have any projects coming up?
I have, I'm going to be starting to write a third book soon, but I haven't started it yet. I'm in the process of doing my narration for the second book, which is a memoir. So I can do one thing at a time. And then I'm coaching people. And so that's really fun. And so the coaching and the narration and then just, you know, life takes a little time. But so, yeah, that's what I'm doing next is I'm doing the narration for my second book. And the second book's called Effortless Enchantment. And that's a really fun memoir. And then I already did the narration for the first book, and that went to number one. And my first and second book both went to number one. So I'm excited to get the narration completed for this second book and then start on the third book.
Ooh, I cannot wait to, you know, when it comes out, you know, you have to come here and promote it, because if you don't, you're going to break David and Bobby's heart, and I really don't want to go through that right now. But since we have limited time, I will bring on David first, since I'm being nice to David today. So, yes. David, you're on the air.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Hi, David.
How you doing, Karen?
I feel great. How are you doing, love?
I'm doing all right. I'm down here in Florida going crazy with COVID, but I'm doing all right. So, just chilling. Have fun. Yeah. I got a question. What were you doing during 9/11? We just celebrated 9/11 anniversary. What were you doing during 9/11?
I'm going to go to dinner with a friend tonight.
No, what were you doing during 9/11? 9/11, what were you doing during...
No, when 9/11 happened, right, David?
Yeah.
He asked you where you were.
Where am I what?
Yeah, he asked where you were on 9/11.
Where did I go on 9/11?
Yeah, and when...
9/11 is... two of my favorite friends' birthday, and so we actually had a small birthday party with one of my friends. I know that sounds strange, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't like to focus on the negative stuff, you know, and so I, you know, and I just also don't want my friends who have birthdays on that day to feel like nobody's going to give them attention, you
mm-hmm.
know, because of that. That, you know, incredibly challenging day for so many.
Yeah, I understand. you were always great at Tina. Do you have a favorite memory from Watch It Live? Do you have a favorite memory from Watch It Live?
You know, there's so many favorite memories. I mean, gosh, you know, I loved the people I worked with. I loved all the different actors and the cameramen and the sound men and everybody, I mean, the producers, everybody was so great on that show. And I just really had so much fun. There was one time I was doing a scene with Christopher Cousins. He always would make me laugh so hard. And one time
Kane,
he was playing Kane, and he made me laugh so hard that I couldn't stand up. It was so funny. Whatever he said, I don't remember what he said. And then the producers were mad, you know, because we had to cut. But he was always really fun to act with. But everybody was. I really enjoyed working with everyone.
Yeah. Well, he's on Joe Alpha right now. Christopher Cousins, he's on Joe Alpha right now. He's still at Joe Alpha. It'll be fun to hook the other hook up. I mean, work together. He's on Joe Alpha right now. Well, you know, you're always welcome to come back. And, you know, I would want to have you back. So, anytime. Come with your book or whatever.
That's so sweet of you. You're so sweet. Thank you, David.
Okay, and now we have Bobby.
Hey, Karen.
Bobby.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just, when was When Life to Live as Tina?
I was 90 to 94.
Oh, so this was,
before Andrea
returned.
Say it again?
I know that Andrea was on the show a few weeks ago, but.
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
Yeah, did you get a chance to work with Cassie DePiano, who was at last time on Days of Our Lives, or did she come on the show after you left?
Cassie came
yeah.
on the show right around when I was leaving, so I did get to meet her, but I didn't know her very well. But I did see her a couple years ago at a reunion, and so that was really fun. I got to see James DePaiva and Cassie,
yeah.
And that was really great. Yeah, I had
yeah.
met her, but I hadn't known her really well.
I got a chance before everything shut down to meet her in Myrtle Beach, and she seems like a nice person.
Yeah,
but,
really sweet.
Yeah, but anyway, so did you get a chance to work with the late Roscoe Bourne on One Life to Live?
Can you say that one more time?
Did you get a chance to work with the late Roscoe Bourne on One Life to Live?
I don't think I did.
Because he passed away about 5 months ago.
Yeah, I don't think that I got to work with him. I don't think so.
Oh. But, but it would be great to just actually, once things get back to normal, to maybe return back to acting in some sort of form or way.
Yeah, I really love acting, so I'm open. You know, if something comes my way that feels like it would be really fun to do, I would love to do it. It just is a matter of, you know, like when you write a book, it takes a little bit of focus, and it takes about 5 or 6 weeks to write a book, so it's like just a lot of focus, and then there's editing and all that kind of stuff that goes after. And, but I love acting. In fact, one of the people I have a whole bunch of meetings with. I spoke with a director today. I spoke with a producer last week. I'm going to meet a writer-producer tonight. You know, so there's a lot of acting things that are happening or that are, like, I'm meeting a lot of people back in that world again. So who knows what will happen, but I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, who knows if Days gets you for a role and Cassie returns back, maybe you can have one heck of a reunion.
That'd be fun.
Just like the old days, even though it's been about 25 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah,
anyways,
it's been a long time.
Anyways, I hope you have a great evening and take care and stay safe with what's going on right now.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Bobby. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. But no, Ken, we love having you on. And have a great time at dinner, because I don't remember what it's like having dinner outside. And, you know, I'm kind of jealous because we are not even open for that yet either. You know, it's drive-through for right now. So, yeah, but just please, when you're done with the book and stuff, please come back on here, because if you don't, I have two difficult boys I have to deal with. And I have enough problems that you don't want to break both of our house. And for David, we are having David's birthday bash coming up in November for his birthday. And, I will send you all, the 24th, November 24th is David's birthday show. So you are totally invited, and I'm the one doing his birthday show. And so I'm trying to get everyone I can on there. So, yeah, please call in for that, and I'm going to send you a reminder.
Yeah, that would be fun. If I can do it, I would love to be there. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Good
Thanks
night.
So much. Really,
okay.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. Have fun, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was, thank you for reminding me. You know, I almost forgot about David. See what I did, David? Yes.
I got my phone.
See what I just did for you and,
Thank you.
You
got 2 minutes. I'm tired for next coming week. I'm sure we got some great guests. Great guests. Come up next few weeks.
Okay, and
I know you got me earlier, Carly.
So we have an admin PSA. We have Ellie Rose Wagamingo Friday at noon, and she plays Scout. And David, are you going to be out of dialysis by noon?
Is this Friday at noon your time or my time?
Noon, my time. David,
okay.
Will you be three, your time?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't, I'll try to call in. I'm not sure.
Okay, and Bobby, I need you to co-host with me on Friday in case David can't. David says to me, that's the time that mom gave me. So, and I've been wanting, I want us to be able to have all the kids on as we can. And, so with the kids together right now, they are all doing hyper learning or online learning. So this is like a really good time for us to pounce. Yes. Yeah. Little Scout, Sam and Drew's Dollar, that's who will be on Friday. Yep.
And unless there's a baseball game on, I would not be surprised if I just tell her that I'm watching it right now, unless there's a baseball game on Friday. I don't know if she got
okay,
any other time for Friday.
I am praying that we don't end up having, the baseball game on Friday because I won the eighth on Friday so bad. Like, not having for a whole week is going to make Carly in a bad mood, and you really don't want that, do you, people?
Right.
No.
And another problem that could possibly happen here is the Dodgers are in California, and they are at home, and San Diego is home. This could preempt GH for the 3 o'clock market and for the West Coast if those games are on ABC at 12 noon your time or 1 o'clock.
We had 2.
They have to play at 2. That's going to also mess up the schedule. And the same holds true with the Braves if they're at home, if there's a game 3 with those series.
I'm looking on I'm looking on a really good guest by now.
My girlfriend.
And so, I'm looking on a guest, and if they come, forward, I will let you know, but, since
Carly,
you'll be back tomorrow night.
I'm sorry, Carly.
Tomorrow night.
I have one suggestion of a guest. Can you bring on Chriselle Stiles as soon as she's eliminated or Dancing with the Stars in? Because it would be great to talk to her about her career on Days and All My Children and so on.
Well, yeah. So we will be back tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We will be back then. And have a good night, everyone. And don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Good night, guys.
Oh, and wash your hands. And when you listen to Biden, but don't listen to Trump tonight. Bye, guys.
I'm probably not going to listen to you, but you all have a good night.
Bye.
Good night.